Hey folks, Greg here. We had a little trouble with our podcast this month where the internet decided to drop out, and as I was the host, it made it kind of awkward. So please excuse some of the broken up content of this. We tried our best to come back to where we were. Hope you enjoy anyway. Cheers. Welcome all! Wobbly Player Syndrome Episode 6 is here live. It has been delayed by a week, but we are actually here. When I say we, only everyone can see me, Greg. Hi everyone. But we do have other voices in my head that I will share with you today. We have Mark coming back. Nurgle is taking over his Ultramarines.
Yo yo.
And we have Michael, who's in and out of his internet dropping, but he's still here now.
It's pretty good now, I think.
That's good, that's good. And the man who has far too many Space Marine chapters, Anthony.
Hey, that's me. Can't choose which one I like the most.
Well, that's what today is about, folks. It is, what do we end up calling it? My Dad Can Beat Up Your Dad. That's right. We're going to talk about who has the best chapters. And we're going to just talk about the Loyalists. We may come back another time to fill it, look at the good guys, but today we'll just look at the Loyalists. Great.
Bollocks.
How is it, everyone?
Smelly Brayton.
It has been a while since we jumped on. How is everyone?
Yeah, getting there. Nurgle's gifts are slowly going away.
I'm glad my influence is there. Fantastic.
Tired as.
Not beached is, bro.
Beached is, bro. Fully beached.
Fully bleached. Wonderful. So exciting.
Still reeling from defeat against you.
Sorry?
Greg? Yeah? Still reeling from my defeat from my tyrannids against your Imperial Guard. So we gave up the hobby that night.
Oh, it was a shame. It was a terrible shame. Well, my Imperial Guards is like your Grey Knights. I don't know how to beat them either. So.
No. No. Yeah. I'm not bringing. I'm bringing Grey Knights from now on. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I just won't play.
I won't play your Imperial Guard and you won't play my Grey Knights.
There we go. So well.
It's all right, Anto. I'll play you. I haven't had a game against you in probably a year or more now.
It was definitely Season 7, I think, was the last time we played.
Season 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Just haven't lined it up.
Edition 7.
Yeah, 7th Ed. Yeah, that's it.
And it was Tyranids versus Ultramarines. And you won. Damn it!
Did I? I don't remember playing against Nids. I seem to remember playing a lot against Blood Angels and getting absolutely smashed most of the time.
The very first game I played with my Flying Hive Tyrant, it was against your Ultramarines, and we got stuck with my Hive Tyrant trying to beat up your Terminators for about 3 rounds.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember now.
We couldn't wound each other. We couldn't do anything to each other.
It was so good watching that one Marine against, like, the whole horde.
Yeah, it just wouldn't die. Yeah, it was very frustrating.
Excellent. So the Ultramarines. So we haven't been on for a while. So there's been a couple of things happening since we have been here recording live in a garage. Doesn't sound that exciting in the studio. So I always go to you, Mark, and telling me all the new stuff. Because I can. You can tell me all the new stuff. Tell me all the new stuff, Mark.
All right. I think I lost everyone.
No, that was me.
Okay, that was you. Good.
That was me. All right. I was just telling everyone how my internet is now fixed, and it just decided to drop out. That was awesome. It wasn't the internet, though. It was one of my wireless channels decided to not behave. So I'm not sure how long it was out, but we're back, and I'm back, and we're live still, and I'm here, and I'm happening. And I've got no beard.
Yeah, I saw that. That's bizarre. You look so young.
Yes, that was it. I felt far too old and creepy around the school kids with my van and lollies.
Move along.
So, Mark, New releases. Tell me about them, please.
New releases. Well, I mean, the bulk of what I've seen is around Rogue Trader and it being a add-on to Kill Team.
Kill Team! Kill Team!
which I must admit looks sweet. The video they put out looks amazing. As far as the rest, it just seems to be like Titans and stuff from what I've seen. Orc vehicles.
Ooh, yeah. They're not new release, but they're definitely drooling.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost like the Orcs haven't had a new miniature for like how long?
Gorkamorka? No, they've done some more since Gorkamorka.
Well, they got the Titans at some stage, or the Walkers, yeah, or whatever. Gorkamorka.
Yeah. But it's got to be at least 10 years.
I remember getting my Storm Boys back and forth, Ed, and I don't think they've changed since then.
Yeah, so it's good to see the Orcs getting a bit of love.
Yeah, it's going to be expensive.
And Space Wolves are coming out soon, too. Space Wolves,
yeah, just in time.
Yeah, new codex.
They look unbelievably cool.
I think that's on pre-order now, the new codex.
Yeah, I believe it's this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was this week. It was today, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was over the weekend, but I could be wrong. But, so it seems that there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out. I just wish I could actually get some of my painting done so I could buy some.
Well, Michael, I'm going to make a big assumption. You are hanging out for the Titan Adeptus. What is it? The Titan one?
Adeptus Titanicus.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my Grandmaster edition to show up so I can tear into that. I'm mostly getting distracted by the Necromunda stuff in the meantime with the new Cordor. Those guys are so cool.
I was listening to some someone else podcast. I know there's a couple more out there. Talking about the Adeptus Titanicus. Has I got that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounded all right.
Sounds very strategic. You've got to have your turning circles, and you can overload your engines to basically try and get more out of it. And it's move, then they move, then you shoot, then they shoot. And
yeah, it sounds very cool and old school. I'm kind of looking forward to giving it a go.
Yeah, it might be the only way I can afford a Titan.
So the other thing is Kill Team as well.
Yes.
Have any of you guys actually played it yet? Because I've been hearing a lot of good things about this whole new initiative and everything.
I haven't played it yet, but I've been watching quite a bit of it on YouTube. Love the turn sequences and the initiative idea. I think it's such a... I actually reckon it would really go well in 40K. Everyone moves, you know. If you've got initiative, you move first, but then the next player moves.
Yeah.
You actually charge in the movement phase. I mean, it makes so much more sense than charging in the shooting phase or the assault phase. And a whole turn, everyone is done in a turn. And if you don't move your troops, you get to fire first. So even if you don't have initiative, if your enemy moves all their troops, your troop that stood still gets to fire before everyone else. It's like, it's revolutionary. I love it.
I just want a quick shout out to Hey Attack Chicken. I have seen you writing up some stuff. I've just been blind. I forgot to put my spectacles on, so I'm not ignoring you.
I love the turn sequences and the idea behind Kill Team, and keen to have a game. I was really looking forward to having a game this week, but we'll see how we go now.
August Assault, see how it goes.
I think that turn sequences would work really well on 40K. I think the idea that everyone moves up towards each other faster, you know, you can actually get your troops into a better position before the shooting begins, so you're in cover quicker. I just think it's a really good idea. And listen, I'm pushing for edition 9 now, actually, please. I'm done with 8. Let's move along, people. It's time for 9.
The only drawback I have with Kill Team, I now have to go up to my youngest son and go, I need my orcs back.
Oh, well, you can buy some new ones soon.
Oh, my God, I'm dreading it.
I'm going Death Watch for Kill Team, and I've got them ready to go. I got a whole six figures.
And that's the beauty of Kill Team. You don't need to go and buy 10,000 orcs to play it. And
you might need 15 orcs.
Yeah, but they come in one box.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the data card's in the book. You don't have to buy more codexes or anything. It's all there.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a good I do like how they're releasing the a force with some scenery. I think that's a really nice idea. The Death Watch one's coming out soon, and it comes with all the thorn bush things. I can't remember what they're called off the top of my head. The ones that do damage when you go near them.
Thorns or something like that?
Yeah.
Trees. I don't know.
And some are coming with the cargo containers, and some are coming with servo haulers and stuff like that. So you get a bit of scenery with your force as well. And you can actually buy all the scenery and the mats and everything else. So, yeah, it's a clever little game. Actually, I'm really looking forward to having a game.
Well, hopefully we'll get a few games in this weekend at some point. Either that, I'll just have to catch up with you guys midweek next week to try and get some in.
I could potentially do it Friday night. I'll have to check Friday night, though.
Yep. This episode was originally going to be called, it was going to be about Size Does Matter, but when Kill Team was released, we went, well, we better play that before we start talking about how big we are. careful. So, you've led us straight into the hobby updates there, Anthony, because you're talking about your Death Watch. So, tell us, are you just pulling out some of your Death Watch again, they'll do, or did you build from scratch?
For this week, I was actually just using That'll Do, I must admit. But there is... I have been busy on eBay buying bits of pieces of nice little upgrades for troops, and I'm going to make a special Death Watch Kill Team, which will have, you know, some servo skulls floating with them and, you know, a bit of extra scopes on the sniper rifles and stuff like that just to make them look a bit cooler. They're in progress at the moment. They're being built. Actually, I just got the last pieces today from eBay, so hopefully I can get them done sometime in the near future, but it's just been really cold in my shed for painting, and I haven't been able to use spray paints at all. It's been too cold for that. So yeah, there's a lot of movement in the painting side of things. A little bit of modelling, a little tweaking of certain things, trying to get that Slam Guineas finished. I posted trying to give it a look like it's flying, similar to the Prosecutors, the Eternal Stormcast Prosecutors. I don't know how it's working yet. I'm tweaking it. We might play around with that a bit more, using green stuff, trying to give it some height. That's about it, I think. I've just built a... I've forgotten what he's called. The flyer for the custodians, a captain, a shield captain, shield captain? On one of the flyer bikes. Yeah, on a bike. So I'll have four of those now. I was supposed to have a game with... a 750 point game this week with a friend, and I was going to have a whole seven figures on the table. So,
I was going to say, what's that 2,000 points?
Yeah, 750 points, and I got seven figures. And if I put this new one in, it takes it up to 900 and something points. So,
is that against Paul? Was that Paul you were going to play?
Yeah. Paul's going to play on the weekend.
Drag him back.
Yeah. Bragging about, we need his chaos.
Yeah, need more chaos.
Yeah, he wants some tutorial games to get used to playing again. So
I'm happy to bring my Imperial Guard and teach him how to lose.
Yeah, you're good at that. You haven't won against the Grey Knights yet, though. I must admit, nope. So just put in.
That's all right. Just put him up against my ye old Ultramarines and. He'll probably win.
Yeah, probably. No, I don't know.
When you have 17 command points, I think it's a little excessive.
Yeah. I thought with Nids I was doing well, because, you know, they're a horde army, they should be right. And, like, I got 9 command points. Yeah. And you go, I've got 17. I'm like, what? No way. And you're like, I'm just going to re-roll that. I'm going to shoot again. I'm going to get this. And every phase you did something. And I was just like, man, this is driving me batty.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael, how about your hobby? How's you going, mate? Yeah?
How's you going? Yeah. as mentioned, you know, I'm mostly building like Cordor and Orlocks at this point.
Yeah.
Lots of Necromunda, really. A couple of Ogryns. Still haven't built that last knight that I bought. Still sitting in the box taunting me.
Oh, that's a shame.
How many knights will that bring you to?
I think he's number 25, didn't we establish?
Oh, we did.
I think you can stop at 25. I think that's
it. There's still a couple more I need. Still haven't got a Porphyrian, the big daddy.
Oh, ridiculous.
So how many points is 25 if you feel the wall?
It's over 10,000 points.
Okay. All right, so that's my entire Grey Knights, my entire Blood Angels, my entire Death Watch, my entire Custodes, and a few Tyranids thrown in for good measure.
I'll throw my Salamanders and Imperial Guard to help you out.
All right, sounds good. All right, yeah. So Greg and I will take you on, and Mark.
So, Mark, how's your hobby going?
Not good. No, seriously, I'm hoping to get some painting in this weekend because I really, really desperately need to finish my Devastator squad that I've been painting now for, 2 years or something?
You can't rush these sort of things.
I am dead set. They must be finished before my missus comes back from overseas. So this break is going to involve painting, I think. And I realized two models that I had thought I had finished, I neglected to put any decals on, so I'm actually kind of going backwards.
Just stick him in a bucket of Dettol and just make it the whole hog.
they're painted. Yeah. I haven't seen them in a while, so they might be already.
Just imagining the Ultramarine Devastator sitting around the fire going, "Wish Mark would come and finish this off, man."
One guy's got no arm. Yeah, man.
They're built and they're blue, but they just have no other colour. They are blue, not
finishing them. Oh, I'm so sad.
Yep.
Do you think he remembers this?
I haven't touched the paintbrush for a very long time. I've had some life events that have taken me away from the hobbying, unfortunately. What I have got done, though, I did put some stuff together, if you can't see me. So, good. A little secret for them, the ones that aren't watching. See that? Yeah. So, Sly Marbo. I've put him together now. And I've got this far with Motorian, so he's coming along. So that's what I'm working on. I've been jumping back and forth between projects, as you can see. Mort, Sly Marbo. I've still got a sorcerer. I've got to build his pelican. and then I've got a hollow run of the troops. I've still got to do stormtroopers as well for a friend. But yeah, hobbying. Lucky he's patient. Cool. I've still got a few more Imperial Guard to paint up, so there's more coming, Anto. Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollers Board Games at rollersboardgames.com and look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. And we don't! We'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games. Like what you're hearing? So do we. You scream out in the night. Who is this, you say? You speak so silently. Storyboard Concept. Oh, oh, oh. Want to hear more? Anytime that you want. That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. Sorry, folks, internet issues. Yay! We love it.
I'm back.
Well done. You're back because I dropped out, and I'm back. That makes no sense. Come back. I'm going to blame my wife because she touched something.
How come you're back, Anzo? I thought.
Well, kids are playing Minecraft, so I decided I'd come back.
All right, well, since the net is playing up, a quick battle report was I played against Anthony and I won and he got very frustrated.
And I
kept landing the mustard gas to help him out too.
Yeah, he was foul that day. It was disgusting. he should have been playing Nurgle.
Yeah,
and it actually did work out in the end because it was the very first battle of our narratives.
It was. You tell the story.
I can't remember the story. What was the story? Okay, so the Imperial Guard had gone to the planet Smelly, looking for a relic that had been promised to them by a psyker, and the relic was turned out to be evil.
They had to fight the Tyranids
first to find the relic, and the relic gives them unnatural powers that are a little bit like disgustingly resilient
to the warlord.
So this is going to lead to them being investigated by the Inquisition, and I think the future battle will be the Inquisitor having to escape the Imperial Guard encampment. So we've still got to do that.
Yep.
But I don't want to play Imperial Guard. I'll bring a nightmare.
Oh, no. No, don't do that.
I was thinking of modifying up a knight to make it an inquisitorial knight and having like the Inquisitor sitting in the top of the knight. Then I was bringing an Inquisitor. Here he is.
Cool. Yeah, okay. So did you two have a game? You had a Floorhammer game, didn't you, Michael?
Oh, yeah, we had a massive Floorhammer game. That was pretty sick. It was like a 24-foot by 18-foot table. I think we figured out there was something like 55,000 points worth of super heavies on the table.
Jesus.
Running a maniple of a Reaver and two Warhounds and a second cohort of 3K worth of Imperial Knights. Wow. And I was like a quarter of our team, and there were three teams.
And did someone just bring the lone sniper to sit in the building to annoy everyone?
Yeah, we didn't let anything smaller than a super heavy on the table because it'd get caught on.
Yeah, I can just see you've got a broom to move your
it's like shuffleboard,
hundreds of men.
Just put them on skateboards.
It was an Imperial victory because the rogue traders got one strategic point. The traders got one strategic point, and the Imperials snaked two because we paid attention to the mission.
Yeah, the Imperials.
Bad guys.
And I managed to score a second Floorhammer game where I didn't lose any Titans.
Yay. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Mostly because I let the Black Templar send their Titans ahead of me. And then I avenged them.
Oh, nice work.
Nice. Well, that's good. So we are, because of the nice dropout, we'll try and move quickly into our topic. The top five ladder hasn't changed a lot. What's it called? Ladder of Command. Me, Michael, Robert, Steve, Liam. This is your top five. In the forces, you have the Catachan. Yeah, because everyone loves Imperial Guard. Reza, actually, that is the change. Reza was on top for a very long time until the mustard gas Catachan came in. Palahans, Desert Lions, and Ultramarines. So there's only two Space Marines in the top five. Just take note of that. Hawk Shroud, number six, Michael. Just putting it out there for you.
Woo!
And overall wins Greg, Robert, Steve, Mark, Dave. Oh. There you go. He hasn't played for a while. How's he still holding that spot?
I still don't understand.
That's the overall. That's the win loss.
I haven't played in what, 3 months, maybe more.
Well, that's the win loss one. So it seems to be core four or five people just playing against each other at the moment. Anyway, so
did my game against Nathan get recorded on that?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's there with your one win.
Yeah. One win, great. Yeah. All my wins happened before the ladder of command began.
Pretty much. I timed that nicely.
Great answer, Captain.
No.
I've only played one game of them in the 8th, and that was against Imperial Guard. That was the first game we played.
No, it's not on the leaderboard, so I don't remember, sorry.
I'm pretty sure I won that.
Moving on. All right, so we won't bother pausing for an ad break, because I used the dead air that when I dropped out to put an ad break in there. Woohoo! Thank you to our sponsors. Well, they're not really sponsors. They just helped us out getting us off the ground. We'll shout out to Rollers Board Games. A couple of some silver linings the last few weeks. I have been able to catch up with Sam from Rollers Board Games a lot, and I've been fortunate enough to play a lot of board games lately. Some of them are really good, and they've all come from Rollers Board Games. So if you need a board game, go there, rollersboardgames.com.au. And Colin does have his EP out, and if you like what our music is that we use for this movie and show, and I sometimes use words properly, not today, check out his EP. I have to admit, I have been slack. I bought his first EP, and I haven't picked up this one yet, because he did give me all of his music for free. So, thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Right, so my dad can beat up your dad.
I'm just going to say Ultramarines are the best.
I will point out First Legion, best Legion.
Well, it was Sanguinius who put the chink in Horus's armor that allowed the Emperor to finally slay him. So look,
well, yeah, but best. You know, the Dark Angels got him there.
Ultramarines. Ultramarines are the only chapter with a Primarch still on station doing his fucking job.
The Lion will be back soon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Lion rules in either of the flipping systems. I want a 30k Lion. Where's my 30k Lion?
Yeah, I'm surprised like he's going to be last.
I'm quite convinced Sanguinius
is for the dead back. Guys before the Lion.
No, it's Sanguinius all the way. He was loyal the whole time. You know, he stuck it out, stood at the Emperor's side. You know, never swayed. They're still the best. I'm sorry, even though I can't play them anymore.
I think you're all wrong, but that's just me. Salamanders all the way.
Well, I mean, it's important to remember that the Heresy was won because of the Lion. If it wasn't for the Lion, then Imperium Secundus would have stayed Imperium Secundus, and the Ultramarines would never have gone to reinforce Terra. Sanguinius would never have been at Terra, and we sacrificed the chance to do it ourselves to buy time for Sanguinius to get there, because we knew he needed to be there.
Where did Sanguinius come in there fighting themselves? I have a feeling they were just tied up blowing up their own rock at some stage.
That was actually after the Heresy.
Was it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ultramarines held the Empire together after the Heresy.
I think you're neglecting that without the Salamanders, their guerrilla warfare, hit and strike and strike and hit and all that, you wouldn't have, you'd be overwhelmed on Terra.
Oh, come on, I've been reading the Salamander books at the moment. They're just a bunch of whingers. That's all they are. Oh, we missed our father. He's already sad and dead. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, right, and start shooting some heretics, man.
I think we did it right. We did get smashed, obviously, in Istvan. Istvan?
Yeah.
Istvan.
Played it everywhere else. Except for Bodden.
Yeah, I think there was three legions who went, oh, okay.
Was Raven Guard Salamander with you and
Iron Hands.
Yeah. Always get Iron Hands and Iron Warriors mixed up at times. Iron Hands, Raven Guard, and Salamanders. We got absolutely slaughtered because we were the first ones to be betrayed.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think they betrayed themselves, their own legions first, didn't they?
What?
Yeah, they did betray their own legions first.
Yeah, they sent the ones loyal to Terra down to the planet, then viral bombed them for a while.
Oh, yeah. Gee, that was a good book.
That was a good book. I'm going to read that one again.
That was a great book.
So the first open warfare against them, yeah. So, all right. So, Mark, why did you pick the Ultramarines?
As I said, I mean, they're the only ones who've got a Primarch that hasn't pissed off and decided to do random emo shit. They held the Empire together after the heresy, almost they've embarked on the first decent crusade since the Great Crusade, and they're the only ones that are still sort of even close to the original Imperial truth.
So they're teacher's pet. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, the Imperial truth. The Imperial truth was all about being a secular empire. It wasn't about worshipping the emperor and all of that stuff. Mm. So it's all the other mobs that have come in and come up with this pious crap that's put the empire where it is.
I think the Ultramarines are just as guilty of that as anybody else. All the Marines are pretty bad about that.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, you've got to remember that the Primarch was poisoned and out of action for, like, 10,000 years. So, you know, now that he's back, he's setting things proper again.
Ray!
And he had a decent excuse for being out of action for 10,000 years. He was, like, slashed across the throat and poisoned.
Yeah, but, you know, so was the lion.
No,
he just vanished.
Bloody, what's his face?
Yeah, he's been in like a recovery coma ever since because he got like seriously injured.
Yeah,
serving the emperor.
To be honest,
sacrificed himself.
Everyone here has brought up a chapter that's generally excusable in this argument. I was hoping for somebody with, like, Space Wolves or somebody like that, where you can just go, well, come on, guys, what's he doing? He's just run off on gap year, or...
He was just messing around with some other people.
That's and right. At least, you know, like, you look at Salamanders.
Yeah,
and
I do.
Vulcan got vaporized. So like... Like that's a pretty good reason for not being around for a while, you know.
It doesn't help.
He usually gets better though.
Yeah, he does.
And he does come back, but he doesn't tell the rest of his chapter. He starts just doing things in the background before he.
I mean,
comes
at
back
least
out.
At least people like the lion haven't done the whole. Oh, I've decided to bugger off for mysterious reasons to go do mysterious things because I'm mysterious. Like, I mean, he's lying around recovering from being stabbed in the back a bunch.
Yeah, exactly, because you can guarantee the Emperor didn't expect all of his Primarchs to just go... and
just go.
Just go. And, you know, and then the rest of them are like, shit, what do we do?
Well...
And this is the result.
A good storyline.
Yes. Look, after reading, which one was it? No Fear. I did sort of get some respect for the Ultramarines, so it's almost in the positive now. No, that book was awesome, and it did put the Ultramarines in a better light for me because I always thought, they're just favourites. They're just little. Everybody loves Ultramarines. Why does everyone love Ultramarines? They're just blah 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 like that. Just too many players
these days than they used to be.
Yeah. All right, Dark Angels. Why?
Well, I mean, originally, you know, I was like a teenager, and I thought that the whole robes and monastic and kind of knightly vibe was really cool.
Yes.
So that was kind of originally it. Plus, I like the dark color green.
Yeah.
Although, even though originally they were black when I first started, and they became green. But, I really like the vibe that they have, and I like having the different wings and all that stuff. They're just really cool. I have, like, a dozen different chapters, but I always come back to them.
What other chapters have you picked up?
I've got Crimson Fists, I've got Space Wolves, I've got some Blood Angels, I've got Grey Knights, I've got Death Watch, I've got what do you call them? The Blood Ravens.
Blood Ravens. So, Blood Fists, no.
White
what are they called?
The Crimson Fists.
Crimson Fists. I don't know anything about them. They seem to have got popular or quickly. I went, who are those punks?
They're a spin-off Imperial Fists, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a successor chapter of the Imperial Fists. They were pretty popular there because of Pedro Cantor's rules,
yes.
I think.
He was also on the front cover of Seven's Codex, was it? No,
yeah, that was kind of an homage to like one of the old school second ed covers, I think.
Yeah.
It was a Rogue Trader cover, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, it was in Rogue Trader, actually.
Yeah.
They even did the anniversary Space Marine as
But yeah, I think that was kind of it. They had this resurgence because like they just had really good rules out of nowhere for like an edition, and everyone started playing them. I mostly picked them up back when they started making all those cool anti-air tanks and all the Storm Ravens and all that stuff, because Dark Angels couldn't have them. So I started a Crimson Fist army for all the shit the Dark Angels aren't allowed to have.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Good old ally detachment.
I've never used them together, but like, you know, they've got the Landspeeder Storms I wasn't allowed to have, and all the Flyers, and all the anti-air tanks, and all the Vanguard, and the Stern Guard.
And the Space Wolves you said you've also got?
Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed the Space Wolves. Picked them up, when was it? Ages ago. Back when they first kind of started bringing in the Mark of the Wolfen and stuff, so I had like a very, like, just basic infantry heavy Blood Claw army.
Yeah.
Sorry, Grey Hunters, not Blood Claws.
Yep.
And I remember that I got like the worst composition score at CanCon because they decided my army was cheesy. And I'm like, but it's just all basic troops. What's your problem?
That's
me. Numbers always works. I gotta say, I did start a Space Wolf force way back. I think I picked up about 5. And I thought, yep, I'm gonna do this because I just love the slight Norse behind it and the ferocity, and just they weren't Ultramarine. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to that. I'm sorry, Mark, but I just found Ultramarine is just always too stock standard. Here we are, la di da.
I wasn't a fan really. back in second ed.
As I said, that's what attracts me to them, is they're the Marines that do their job.
Well, do they?
Yeah, they're Emperor's Assassins, essentially.
Yeah. And of
course, really like that from Prospero. The Prospero book where they're just
down there. Oh, yeah, Prospero Burns.
That's great. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. I was leading very much towards Space Wolves at that stage.
Well, I am interested in the book that comes out because it should be good, because I do still have the old 4th Ed Space Wolves book, which is, I've also got the Dark Angels 4th Ed book, so, yeah.
It's awful.
It's the really thin ones, the really thin supplements. Yeah
was it the 4th Ed one where our special rule was wear shit and sometimes stand still doing nothing?
Well, it takes talent, all right? It's a talent to do that.
Well, it was cool, like...
Blood Angels ran around crazily, and you didn't do anything you wanted them to do because they just started charging across the field for no reason. And it's like, oh, man, there go my Devastators, damn it.
Speaking of madness, Blood Angels. Useful. Sorry.
Blood Angels.
Sorry?
Yes. Blood Angels. Why are we talking about Blood Angels? Yeah. Why? Blood Angels is all about the speed of the Blood Angels, the assault troops. But what really got me inspired was the first time they released the Metal Death Company figures. All those, and just had to have them, and bought lots and lots and lots of them. But it was the assault squads, the deep striking, the assaults, getting close fast. That was the whole thing of the Blood Angels. As I investigated them further, I actually really liked the background story behind them as well. I mean, Sanguinius and his heroic charge of Horus that put the chink in the armor, where he said this, he was the reason the war was won in the long run. None of these other
Chapter Masters really helped.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, the Blood Angels were, I liked the colour. I liked how bright they looked on the field. And they've got some really cool special characters. I mean, Dante was, he's just awesome. The oldest living space marine, 1,100 years old. From the Chapter Master.
Can't fit that many candles.
And then,
I've got to admit, I very nearly went with Dark Angels when I picked Dark Angels.
Yeah. Sorry, my daughter's just being annoying. Go away. they actually advanced the storyline of some of the characters. Captain Tycho eventually joined the Death Company and died on Armageddon. I like the background story of the first Armageddon. I think it's the second Armageddon War. All the Chapter Masters unanimously voted to put Dante in charge to lead the war because of his experience and his knowledge. And the latest story is the invasion by the Tyranids of the Baal system, and all the chapters coming together, all the Blood Angels successor chapters coming together and fighting together. And Dante's leading the charge and fighting to the end and eventually getting saved by the Ultramarines. Thanks, Ultramarines.
You had to do that. You had to give them something.
But ultimately, actually, the reason they won that battle was because of the demon Korns who came and just collected skulls of Tyranids.
Fair enough.
It's a good storyline. I really like the background of the Blood Angels. And I can't play them anymore. I don't quite know how to get them moving on the field fast enough under the new rules. So I'll have to work on that. But the Grey Knights have got the same problem. Death Watch is a bit of a different force. And in fact, it would be one of the forces I'll be playing more and more often once I get into few more figures. I love the Corvus Black Stars. They're just an amazing looking model.
Mm.
And I really like the idea of all the chapters working together for a common cause. the best alien fighters are working together to fight the Xenos. Really cool.
No, I do like the concept of the Watch.
Plus, it's a really nice opportunity to kind of personalize the models. You can go, well, that guy, he's a Dark Angel, so I'll give him this. That guy's a Space Wolf. He gets
So the Space Wolves all have axes and chainswords and are running crazy across the field, whereas the Ultramarines are more stoic and standing back with a combi weapon or something like that.
Apple for the Emperor.
That's right. So Death Watch was fun. I really wish the Corvus Black Stars could transport Primaris Marines. I'd actually get some Primaris Marines for the Death Watch. I could see, because their rules are really cool. Death Watch rules were really cool.
I was watching a battle report recently, and there's just that poison. You can just choose the ammo, and it's going, this guy is getting smashed because they just keep choosing poison, 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 poison.
Yeah, that's what I loved about Sternguard until they took my special ammo away.
Mm.
Yeah. The poison's good, but they've got vengeance rounds, which increases the AP and the range, or decreases the range slightly.
Yeah. And then there's the ones that get rid of the cover bonus, and then there's
a whole bunch of them. Yeah, they're good. And that's where, the first run of them will be a kill team game. I'm rocking about 2,000 points of them now, so they're coming along too. Another big army on its way. Oh dear.
Well, I like salamanders. Thanks for asking.
My first ever Space Marine army was salamanders.
Really?
I had the beakies, the old plastic figures, the salamanders. And I still love them, but I think the lack of iconography for them, to actually model them, led me down the Blood Angel path initially.
I chose salamanders because I didn't want a Space Marine army. It's true. I thought, because everyone I played back then, second, third, and fourth, everyone had a Space Marine army. And I said, I just refused to, because everyone did. And I thought, I've got some minis through the time. I said, I'll do it. And I had orcs, so I had green paint. And then I read about salamanders. And I went, these guys sound like kind of like blacksmiths and stuff. And, And so I sort of went with that. It says they forge their own weapons. They have the best, they have the most mastercraft weapons in the entire, you know, Space Marine universe and stuff like that, because they forge their own stuff, they look after. I thought, they're dwarves! Really torn dwarves! And so I went with that. And green paint, dwarf lover. It worked out well. Dwarf lover, that sounds a bit strange. And that's so that's how the Salamanders, my love, came about of them. And I enjoyed the storyline behind them. I do. I frustrated that they don't get a lot of love for them, because they don't have special characters. They don't have sort of... I think this is the most I've seen of the Salamanders is in this edition. I was excited when they brought out Chaplain Xavier way back. And then they killed him. I went, oh, son of a bitch. So they didn't have any special characters again.
Right back.
What?
You were gone briefly.
Was I? Oh, my God, I've been talking to myself.
I could hear you.
Yeah, see, it's you.
I could.
Yeah.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you. You got bored off talking about Salamanders. Fine.
I think
I dropped that at the same time. Yeah. So that's why my Salamander love. I mean, we've got a lot of Space Marine players in our group. We've got Liam with his Imperial Fist as his main force, but he's also got Grey Knights. We have... Who's got the Black Templars?
I've got some Black Templars, but it's probably not me you're thinking of.
I thought Liam had those.
Liam's got the Black Templars as well, that's right, yeah. I don't think we have anyone who's Iron Hands. I'll tell you what, after reading
a small force of Iron Hands as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Korax, that's it. Korax is the Iron Hands one? Is that right? Korax was the Iron Hands?
Korax is the Raven Guard.
Okay, who's the Iron Hands one who just seems to whinge a lot?
Old mate who's dead, Ferris Manus.
Ferris Manus.
Oh my god. So, I'm not upset he's gone.
It was a pretty epic battle.
I read that book and him being just so... He didn't like his own chapter. It was hard for me to read. I'm just telling these all the Marines under the Iron Hands, just leave him. Go away. And do your own thing. He doesn't care about you. Go and do something else.
Stop cutting your arms off and placing them in machines.
Oh, my God. It was just... he was a tool.
Flesh is weak.
Flesh is weak. It was a tool. But I did get some respect. Raven Guard, never gave him time of date. I just never did. I don't know why. But after reading a few of the Horacy books, and just especially the ones where the Salamanders, Raven Guard, just doing that guerrilla warfare.
That was cool.
Yeah, enjoying that. So that's really good.
Have you read the Fear to Tread yet?
Fear to Tread.
Blood Angels one.
No, I don't think I have. Well, I must have, because that's... Yeah, I'm past that one. Where am I up to? I'm up to... I think I need to read Vulcan Lives is next on my list. So that would mean I've had to do Fear to Tread, I'm sure.
Fear to Tread's where they kill the greater demon.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. That was good too, yes. Slavishan Korn.
I know I'm a Blood Angels player, but that was my favourite book too.
That was Slavishan Korn?
Yeah.
No, that was good. Enjoyed that, yeah. My favourite still Flight of the Eisenstein.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's good.
The Death Guard.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the whole thing about Ferris Manus not liking his legion?
It's one of the Horus Heresy books.
Yeah, one of the Horus Heresy books, yeah.
Kind of emo because they decided that the flesh was weak because he had metal hands, and he was like, but flesh is fine, you're idiots.
Yeah. And he just didn't really give him much time. And they said, no, I know, we need to still be he's still our boss. You know, we still need to listen to him. It doesn't matter if he's raving mad and doesn't want to talk to us.
Yeah, because he kind of got a bit talking head there for a while after the heresy.
Yeah. So, all right, so that's our love. So which chapter's better in the 8th edition?
Rules-wise, Dark Angels are always terrible.
Dark Angels. What is the special rules for Dark Angels?
If we stand still, we reroll ones.
That's good for when you've got Deathwing. Ravenwing.
Ravenwing. I think our Raven Wing have... I think they can advance and shoot or something like that.
Mm. Blood Angels? Quickly?
Just looking
it
up.
I can't remember.
Ultramarines?
Ultramarines was... you get +1 to all leadership,
yep.
And you get fallback and shoot with a -1 penalty to hit.
Ultramarines get all the rules. That's their chapter tactic.
Yeah, and yeah, that guy, girly man.
And if you've got the special, like a special character as your...
Which one? You've got several.
Captain. Well, it doesn't matter. The Warlord trait is refund CP on a 5+ after using them.
Oh, right. Yes.
Which
yes,
I think I've done once in the entire time I've played 8th.
I'm looking through. I've got the book open in front of me, so are you guys running around? White Scars advances an extra 2 inches and still charge once they've... After they fall back, Deadly Hunter finishes charge move with 1 inch on a 4+, suffers a mortal wound just by standing next to someone. Imperial Fist. I think this is. I love the look of the Imperial Fist. I'm not a big fan of Dawn. I love the yellow. Liam's Marines look fantastic, but enemies do not receive the benefit to saving throws for being in cover. That's not bad at all, actually.
Mm.
In addition, yeah, reroll any foul wounds to try and hit a building.
Yeah, that's a bit of waste.
Yeah, that's the one I was going to go, really? That's what you're going to do? Yeah. Get rid of the cover makes a big thing. And what's the Architect of War? So, friendly Imperial Fist 6-inch, received benefit of cover, an additional 1 to their cover. So, yeah, that's not bad for a Warlord trait.
Yeah, I mean, if memory serves...
So, the Blood Angels have got the Red Thirst. So, any turn which a unit with this ability was charged, or made heroic invention... Intervention, you may add 1 to its wound rolls, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, and then we've also got the Black Rage, which is only the Death Company specific one, but you can equip up a Captain with Black Rage as well. Or something.
Oh, that's where you, the slam, face slam.
Captain, yeah, so add 1. Yeah, that will be that slam Guineas when I finish it.
Yeah.
Add 1 to its units attack characteristics for duration of the fight phase. If it is charged, and on a 6, you ignore wounds. So like a feel no pain type thing.
Yeah.
That is really cool, Death Watch with Chainswords. Because you're getting an extra attack with Chainswords anyway, yeah. And then you add another attack. So I think each one's rocking 4 attacks a turn.
That's not bad.
I think it's 4.
Yeah.
So... 10 of those with chainswords on the charge. It's pretty nasty. Yeah. But you've got to get them into combat first, and this is something true. I'm not managing to do. No, so I've got 2 attacks, extra attack with a chainsword, extra attack for charging. Yeah, so 4 attacks each one a turn. So
cool.
But
you've also got your own objective tactics and... Man,
stratagems?
Point. Stratagems, that's it.
Stratagems, yeah, we've got some lovely ones.
Yeah.
So I mean, Death Engine of Sanguinius is the one I like. You can turn a Captain Chaplain or a Lieutenant into a Death Company, so they hence Slam Guineas, trying to get that figure done. So he gets the Black Rage ability then. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Equip that one with a Storm Shield and a hammer, like a lot of people have been, and you've got a killer of everything, really.
Killer of everything. Ultramarines, do they have their own tactical objective deck, or is it just the same as the book, the main book?
I haven't really seen any specific ones to the Ultramarines. They just seem to get the
lot.
Space Marines ones.
No, they got Skeons of Gilliman as a stratagem. Infantry of Bike, reroll hit. Oh, so Iron Hands, they've got a Feel No Pain of 6+. Raven Guard can't -1 if they're more than 12 inches away. Black Templars reroll failed charges. White Scars, we talked about in there. Salamanders, I actually don't mind the Salamander one. Can reroll a single failed hit roll and a single failed wound roll made for a Salamander unit with this tactic. And our important part is unit, so not just infantry. So that includes tanks, dreadnoughts, bikes, the lot. Every turn.
Lovely.
Every unit. And the warlord chapter, he becomes stronger, plus one strength. To the Very warlord. Nice. And what's his Salamander's mantle is a plus one toughness. So the captain or force commander becomes quite hard to hit or hurt. Which is good. So which one's best?
I really quite like the Blood Angel's psychic power Wings of Sanguinius. Which you can give to a dreadnought, a librarian dreadnought, which makes the dreadnought have the fly characteristic for the psychic, the phase.
Is that
so
all?
It can move. Yeah, so it can move. Well, it can move until the next psychic phase. So it can move like a jump trooper.
Wow!
So, I've got to get me a librarian psychic. a dreadnought one. I reckon that model some wings onto it. Ripping through the sky. I reckon that'd be really cool. That might be my next project. There we go.
So, okay. So, in gameplay, which do you think works out more often than the others?
I have the vibe that it's really the Ultramarines.
Yeah.
You know, they have Gulliman, and no one else has anything like that.
It's true.
Yeah. The fallback and shoot is pretty strong.
Plus one hits and shoot. It's hard to break them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're pretty good at everything.
The real kicker that I find is that cover from the Imperial Fists. And I think they've got one thing that gives them like a minus one AP.
Bolter Drill? Yeah. Attacks the shooter each time you make a roll of 6+. The model can immediately make another hit roll using the same weapon as a target. So it's not just bolters. Weapon. Sorry, yep.
Yeah, but they've got their Architect of War.
So most, like, places that you read and Tactica and stuff are, like, the Imperial Fists and the Iron Warriors are the worst two, and they're exactly the same.
Yeah, it's the buildings thing. Bit pointless.
Yeah, never quite got that. Captain Lysander, is Imperial Fists.
Yeah, he's the first captain.
Yeah. So... Icon of Obstinacy, add one leadership to all. That's it. One leadership to all people around him. Crimson Fist, they don't even get the tactic.
Yeah, well, yeah. Crimson Fists, we just use Imperial Fists because they are Imperial Fists. They're just blue.
With a red hand.
They like their red fisting. That's it.
Oh, let's not go there. Everybody loves a good fisting. Oh, somebody went there.
They do get their own warlord trait, though.
They got their own warlord trait, but not a chapter tactic.
Oathkeeper. Yeah.
So they lucked out, huh?
D3 oh, no, not Oathkeeper. A tenacious opponent.
Yeah.
If there are at least 10 enemy models within 6 inches of your warlord, he then fights and...
Add D3 attacks.
Yeah, okay.
I was kind of disappointed the Blood Ravens didn't get something.
Yeah, or the Flesh... Yeah. Was it Flesh Terrors or Blood Ravens from the game? It's the Blood Ravens, isn't
Blood
it?
Blood Ravens. The ones that steal all the relics.
I've never been a fan of them.
There isn't any kind of generic one that they can take that fits that vibe.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I have a small Blood Raven force as well, just because I thought it'd be fun to paint them.
Yeah. And yeah, then never a fan. Dawn of War.
It's contentious, I know, but they're essentially Blood Angels, really. I mean, they just don't own up to it.
A bit more tainted.
I really like their fluff, which is that even they don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they won't in the Codex of Blood Angels. It says that they think the Blood Ravens might be, but they're not owning up to it. I think so. They could possibly.
I also like the heavy inference from the 30K books that they are in fact Thousand Sons.
Yeah, ooh, yeah, okay. No, because of the internal chapters inside them. So they got the Raven and so on and so on.
Yeah, there was a kind of small group of Thousand Sons who weren't on the planet when it was destroyed,
yeah,
and who didn't join the traitors, and they were from the Raven cult.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's fantastic.
Okay. I hadn't heard that one. I like that. Yeah. That's really good.
Because you've got to wonder what happened to all these people who didn't want to turn against the Imperium. You see some of them, they sort of became the first Death Watch. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them got killed at Istvan and...
Yeah.
Well, there was this whole thing called the Scouring, which is happened after the Heresy, where they went around and every chapter killed all of their guys who they thought weren't quite pure enough.
Yeah. Well, Salamanders do not have any other chapters. It's just Salamanders. No, no one spawned from them.
That's because they were so reduced in number.
They didn't have anything before that either. They just they don't spawn. Standing that close to a forge makes you impotent. That's inappropriate, Greg.
I'll take your word for it.
Special characters. Yeah, we know Ultramarine's got many. Blood Angel's got a few.
They seem to be pairing those back, actually. Well, they've gotten rid of a few.
Well, I like Vulcan. Because, or Heston, I should say, because he does give you the what is it? He can, oh my god, reroll failed hit and wound rolls for any melter weapons and flame weapons if within 6 inches, plus on top of their salamander tactic, which is a rerolled hit or wound for the other weapons. When I shoot you, I should hit you and kill you.
Sorry, Jed, I've got to bail, so I'll see you.
No, it's right, we are out of time. We've been going on. We haven't actually answered the question, who's got the better chapter, who's the better Marines, because I refuse to admit that we said Ultramarines. Marines.
The great stalemate continues.
The stalemate continues. We'll have to have an all-in battle and record it, and we'll find out what happens from that.
I love how...
Yeah, right. A space marine off.
Yeah, space marine off.
I love how our three contenders are the Imperium Secundus chapters.
Yeah.
That, you know, take arguably the less loyal ones who went and formed their own empire.
Yep. All right, good night. All right. I gotta go. See you.
All right, see ya. So, right. We'll wrap it up. We do have a meet this week, August Assault. I hope we'll play a lot of Kill Team if we can get ourselves organised. We do now have an Instagram account, which is at RLG40K. I know, original. But you should be able to see some stuff popping up there to have a look at our hobby progress. Our Facebook page, of course, at RLG40K. And our YouTube, which will have a new battle report up soon at RLG40K again, of the Mustard Gas Imperial Guard versus the very dour, sour Tyranids who did not have a happy day. Guys, anything else you want to add? Well, I'm going to take that as a no.
No, you're not really. Could have thrown in
a fantastic Legion best.
I think it's all been said.
Yeah.
It's all been said. Yep, that is right. Salamanders is the best chapter out there. Fabulous. I'm glad we agreed. Green for the green god? No, that doesn't work. Until
it's only
next...
green because of you guys.
Well, yeah. I got sick of painting orcs, so I went with Marines and painted them green. That made sense.
Hey, when you like the colour, why not?
Thanks, Tech Chicken, for putting in your comments. Yes, Dawn went a bit kill. Khan, he got too fast. And Korax went all emo. It is true. And we did mention that. Thank you for your comments. I'll wear my glasses next time so I see him quicker. Otherwise, I have to get really close to the screen to try and work out what you're trying to say. All right, let's get out of here. Next month is Size Does Matter, but we'll have some Kill Team versus normal game versus 2,000 points versus Floorhammer. I have a resident expert. You better be there, Michael, because you're the one who's done it.
Yeah. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Mark will come back with some great new releases because it's going to be exciting next month.
Maybe.
Excellent. I love this.
There should be at least some hobby progress by then.
So, guys, I apologize for the technical issues that we had this one, and we're going to go out of here. So, good night to me. No, good night to you. Mark, thank you for joining us. Michaels, thank you for joining.
No worries.
And Tara, we'll miss you. I'll send some mustard gas to remind you. And that is it, folks. Thanks.